Sat Sri Akal, Namaskar, Salam, and a big hello. Thank you once again for tuning into Bollywood Talks radio show on Saga 960 AM. I'm your host, Avtar Terry Rakhra. If you enjoy Bollywood Talks, please do tell your family, friends, neighbors, or whoever also love Bollywood as much as we do. Thank you for liking and appreciating my shows. And in this episode, I'll talk about one of the most prolific actors, producer, director, and filmmaker, Feroz Khan. It was his birth anniversary last week, and I thought it would be fitting to talk about this successful actor and filmmaker. He would have been 83 years old on September 25th. Feroz Khan's career spanned over 40 years and he appeared in 60 films. For some reason, even though he was just as good looking, if not better, than the other actors at the time, no great roles ever came his way, and certainly not from the big banners. He was luckier than others after launching his own production house and made his debut as a director. In this episode, I'll pay tribute to Feroz Khan by discussing his films as an actor, a filmmaker, and some of his films that were never made. I'll discuss his relationship with others from Bollywood film industry and his contributions to Indian cinema. If you missed any of my shows, please check out my podcast at anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, or your favorite platform of podcasts. Don't forget to watch my YouTube channel, Bollywood Talks, and my second channel, Filmy Talks Punjabi, and please subscribe to it as well. So hold on. Stay tuned into Saga 960 AM and enjoy today's show. Okay, here we go.
Jo tumko ho pasand. बात कहेंगे जो तुमको हो पसंद वही बात कहेंगे तुम दिन को अगर रात हो रात कहेंगे जो तुमको हो पसंद
Feroz Khan was born on September 25, 1939 in Bangalore, India. He was born as Zulfikar Ali Shah Khan. His father was an Afghan from Ghazni, Afghanistan, and his mother was Persian from Iran. Feroz Khan had three brothers, Sanjay Khan, Akbar Khan, and Smir Khan. He also has two sisters. Both Sanjay and Akbar are actors in their own right, while Smir is a filmmaker and looks after their family business, Golden Palm Spa, located in Bangalore. Feroz Khan's father wanted him to be a lawyer. He was a good student, but being a rebel, he was thrown out of three schools. After his schooling in Bangalore, he traveled to Bombay in 1960, where he made his debut as second lead in a film named Didi. Film offers didn't come to him as expected, and he signed up for villain roles. He got a job as an assistant at movie production house Wadia and Brothers for 300 rupees a month. To earn more money, he became a hustler at a club and played snooker and pool that people placed bets on. Let's hear Feroz Khan talk about playing pool.
Filmon ka ghar chunke Bombay tha, to Bombay ki taraf tawajjuh hui aur do teen trip maine kiye Bombay mein. लेकिन कोई कामयाबी मिली नहीं तो वापस जाता रहा फिर आता रहा मैंने कहा भाई नहीं इसमें मुझे कामयाब होना है पहले बॉम्बे आया था तो काम धाम तो था नहीं तो ये इस गेम के ज़रिए मैं अपना खर्च वगैरह निकाला करता था कभी ऐसा भी होता था कि मैं हैंडीकैप चूँकि बहुत देता था लोगों को तो वो कभी कभी फ्लूक से मुझे मार देते थे यानी गेम जीत जाते थे तो उन दिनों मैं रात को खाना खाए बगैर सोता था इसलिए कि 400-500 रुपए की बैटिंग उन दिनों काफ़ी होती थी तो हार जब जाता था तो कभी कभी खाने के लिए पैसे नहीं हुआ करते थे रात को तो बहरहाल इस गेम के साथ मेरा बहुत एक सेंटिमेंट सा जुड़ा हुआ है
At Wadia and Brothers, Feroz Khan learned about the technical aspect of filmmaking. Through the early 1960s and 1970s, he made low-budget thriller films opposite other big stars. In 1962, he appeared in an English film named Tarzan Goes to India opposite actors Simi Garewal. He tasted his first success in 1965 film Oonche Log, in which he worked against screen idols Raj Kumar and Ashok Kumar. People noticed his work in this film. More of the small-budget films followed that were successful, such as Samson, Ek Sepera Ek Lutera, Char Darvesh, and musical film Arzu starring Sadhana.
जुदा हो के मर जाएंगे रो रो के, हम तुमसे जुदा हो के मर जाएंगे रो रो के, मर जाएंगे रो रो के।
You're listening to Bollywood Talks on Saga 960 AM. After some success of his films like Ek Sepera Ek Lutera, Char Darvesh and Arzu, Feroz Khan started to receive offers for top-notch second hero roles. While working as a movie assistant, a producer noticed him and signed him for his film A Reporter Raju on a salary of 1,000 rupees per month. This movie became a hit and there was no looking back for him. In 1969, his film Aadmi Aur Insaan became a big hit. Feroz Khan won his first Filmfare Award for Best Actor in a sporting role. His other hit films were Khote Sikke, Geeta Mera Naam, Pyasi Sham, Shankar Shambhu and Safar in 1970. Feroz Khan also acted opposite his real-life brother actor Sanjay Khan in hit films like Apashna in 1967, Mela in 1971 and Nagin in 1976.
Dharpan ko dekha tune jab jab kiya singa, फूलों को देखा तुम जब जब आई बहार, एक बदनसीब हूँ मैं, एक बदनसीब हूँ मैं, एक बदनसीब हूँ मैं, मुझे नहीं देखा मिले प्यार से, मुझे जीना गवारा हुआ।
To our weekly presentation, Bollywood Talks. In this episode, you're enjoying a special tribute to actor and filmmaker late Feroz Khan on his 83rd birth anniversary. In order to improve his career opportunities as a leading man in Hindi films, Feroz Khan became a successful producer and director in 1971 with his first directorial debut film, Apraadh. Film Apraadh was the first Indian movie showing auto racing in Germany, and his leading lady was Mumtaz, whom he adored. Feroz Khan was very fond of Mumtaz. They shared a great rapport on the sets and were very good friends. By the way, his son Farzeen Khan, also an actor, is married to Mumtaz's daughter Natasha Madhavani. Movie Apraadh was also very, very successful.
हमारे सिवा तुम्हारे और कितने दीवाने हैं?
हमारे?
हाँ, तुम्हारे और कितने ठिकाने हैं?
पसंद से किसी को नहीं मैं जानती।
अच्छा?
और किसी को नहीं पहचानती।
अरे छोड़ो छोड़ो, ये तो बहाने हैं हमारे सिवा। हाँ, तुम्हारे और
एक सपना मैंने देखा है, एक सपना मैंने देखा है, तेरे हाथ में थी तकदीर मेरी। तेरे दिल में थी जागीर मेरी, तेरी आंखों में तस्वीर मेरी। कहो झूठा है या सच्चा है,
ये कहने में तो झूठा है पर सुनने में कुछ अच्छा है।
Feroz Khan hated wearing traditional clothes like dhoti and kurta. He often called them politicians' clothes. He loved dressing up in kind of clothes worn by Hollywood film heroes. He loved cowboy type of attire like cowboy hats, jeans, and boots. He loved wearing clothes like Clint Eastwood. Thus, Feroz Khan was also referred to as Clint Eastwood of India or cowboy of Hindi cinema. He would drive his local tailors crazy as he was very picky of his clothes being stitched certain way with having a western look to them.
बचपन में बहुत सी हॉलीवुड फिल्में देखा करता था, द एक्शन फिल्म्स, द कॉबॉय फिल्म्स, द राइडिंग फिल्म्स, पुलिंग द गन, आई यूज्ड टू बी क्रेजी। और हिंदी फिल्में बहुत, एक ही फिल्म देखी थी मैंने उन दिनों, किस्मत, मिस्टर अशोक कुमार द ग्रेट। और जिनके बाद बहुत सालों बाद, और आई यूज्ड टू जस्ट लाइक हिम ही एज अ स्टार बिकॉज आई सॉ दैट पिक्चर किस्मत। एंड अदरवाइज मैंने सिर्फ वेस्टर्न फिल्म्स देखता था। So that's how I started dressing with boots and, you know, jeans, and I was fond of guns and I was fond of riding, and that's how the whole thing, that's how the image was transformed into the, you know, they used to call me the Clint Eastwood of India.
Feroz Khan preferred to shoot his films outside of India. This was due to Feroz Khan wanting complete concentration and commitment from his cast and crew. He wanted them to shoot only for his films during that duration, not three or four movies shooting at the same time, which is very typical in Bollywood film industry. He produced, directed and starred in the 1975 film Dharmatma, which was the first Indian film to be shot in Afghanistan. Dharmatma was inspired by the Hollywood film The Godfather. This film also featured actress Hema Malini in a glamorous role. The other actress in this film was Rekha.
Tere chehre mein wo jadoo hai, tere chehre mein wo jadoo hai, bin door khicha jata hoon, jana hota hai aur kahin teri aur चलाता हूँ।
You're listening to our weekly radio show Bollywood Talks. In this episode, you're enjoying a special tribute to actor and filmmaker late Feroz Khan on his 83rd birth anniversary. From early 1970s to mid-1970s, Feroz Khan was on top of his game and his films did pretty well. He did different genres of films. Because of his friendship with Punjabis in Bollywood film industry, he also starred in the Punjabi film named Bhagat Tanna Jat in 1974. Feroz Khan's acting career kind of slowed down in the late 1970s to early 1980s. So in 1980, he decided to produce, direct and star in a film named Qurbani. Before Qurbani, Feroz Khan had started directing a film named Kasak. He picturized the song Lala O Lala with Zeenat Aman and Amjad Khan. After realizing something was missing in this film, he decided not to make the film. When he restarted Qurbani, he took the already picturized song on Zeenat Aman and edited into Qurbani. Another interesting story regarding Qurbani is that in 1978, he approached Amitabh Bachchan to play the role of Amar in Qurbani. Amitabh Bachchan agreed but asked Feroz Khan to wait for 6 months because he won't be able to adjust his dates. Feroz Khan couldn't wait that long, so he signed Vinod Khanna instead to play the role of Amar.
Hum tumhe chahte hain se marne wala koi, marne wala koi zindagi chahta ho jaise hum tumhe chahte hain.
Feroz Khan put all his money into making Qurbani. His son Fardeen admitted in an interview that he even put a shirt on his back into the movie. If Qurbani had failed, Feroz Khan and his family would have been literally on the streets. Qurbani was super duper hit and revived Feroz Khan's dwindling career and his finances. Qurbani was the biggest hit of his career and launched the singing career of British Pakistani pop singer Nazia Hassan. Her song Aap Jaisa Koi Meri Zindagi Mein Aaye To Baat Ban Jaye was also a huge hit worldwide.
लगे प्यारे प्यारे तेरे गोर गोर मुखड़े पे छाई लालिया ए चुन्नी पे सितारे मुझे लगे प्यारे प्यारे तेरे गोर गोर मुखड़े पे छाई लालिया तू है सपनों की रानी तेरी चाल मस्तानी तेरे झूम झूम कानों में आए.
After film Jalgar, Feroz Khan had several ideas for making his next film. He wanted to remake his film Dharmatma, named as Agnikund, with Anil Kapoor playing the role of the godfather. Actor Akshay Kumar and Sunil Shetty were to play his sons. Feroz Khan had even sold the film's distribution and music rights. But Anil Kapoor backed out and eventually refused to do Agnikund in 1994 because he did not want to play father's role to Akshay Kumar and Sunil Shetty. Feroz Khan shelved this film also when the casting did not work out. Somehow, this film's story was leaked out and in 1996, a film named Saput was made depicting this story. Feroz Khan then started Janasheen in 1995 with Akshay Khanna and Mamta Kulkarni. This film too was shelved so he could launch his son Fardeen in Prem Again. In 1976, Feroz Khan signed a film named Zindan, starring Shashi Kapoor, Feroz Khan, Hema Malini, and Bindu. This would have marked the first time Feroz Khan would work with any member from the Kapoor family. The film was also shelved after reports leaked out that Feroz Khan interfered with the director's work. Feroz Khan shot for some portions in 1979. When he went back to work after the release and success of Qurbani, he kept insisting on things being done his way, like the camera movement, screenplay, etc. Then another producer took over after the death of Atam Prakash and the film was shelved for some unknown reasons. After shelving another film, Qurban Tujhpe Meri Jaan, in 2000, Feroz Khan launched Tera Saath Hai Kitna Pyara. This film was to star Fardeen Khan and Aishwarya Rai. It was to be produced and directed by Feroz Khan himself. The film's title was taken from a song from Feroz Khan's earlier hit film Jaan Baaz. Feroz Khan ended up shelving this film also when Aishwarya Rai opted out of the film. In late 1960s, singer Geeta Dutt attempted to become an actress with a film titled Tera Saath Hai Kitna Pyara. The film ended up being shelved, so Feroz Khan attempted to restart this film with his son Fardeen Khan and Selena with the title Shadi.com, directed by Hanslal Mehta. Feroz Khan's ill health was the reason this film could not be made. This is our weekly episodes and I hope that you enjoy it. If you have any input that you would like to share with us, please write to one of our producers at info@saga960am.ca and we appreciate you joining us once again. this episode, you're listening to a special tribute to late actor and filmmaker Feroz Khan. Feroz Khan loved nature, animals, rifles, hunting, and horses. He had one of the best stables of horses on his farm in Bangalore. He had his own staff and veterinarians to look after his horses.
And basi harkatein kiya karta tha, jaise mujhe bachpan mein ghoda chalane ka bahut shauk hua karta tha. Banduqein, rifles, air rifles se shuru kiya maine. तो मैं घोड़े में बैठ के रोल कॉल के बीच घोड़ा बेकाबू हो जाता था और मैं चूँकि सैडल भी नहीं था और रस्सी उसके गले में डाल के सवार हो जाता था तो कभी कभी रोल कॉल्स तीतर बीतर हो जाती थी.
Feroz Khan was quite a Casanova as well during his bachelor days and was often spotted at clubs and parties with the most gorgeous women in Bollywood. He treated women with respect that was due, and this explains his large number of female friends. But unfortunately, he was still branded as a womanizer by some people. Feroz Khan married Sundari Khan in 1965 and they divorced in 1985. They have two children, Alala Khan, born in 1970, and actor Fardeen Khan, born in 1970. Fardeen, by the way, is married to Natasha Madhavani. She's Bollywood actress Mumtaz's daughter. Feroz Khan died of lung cancer on April 27, 2009 at the age of 69. Thank you for entertaining and memories, sir. Happy birthday and rest in peace.
अपनी हर मुश्किल में तू अकेला ही मुस्कुरा जग में तू सबसे बड़ा है.
Hope you enjoyed this episode on Bollywood's Clint Eastwood, actor, producer, director, and filmmaker Feroz Khan. I will be back with another exciting and informative show next week. Join me every week right here on Saga 960 AM at 7 PM. If you enjoy my shows, tell your family and friends about my show and podcast. I thank you once again for keeping me company. Like, share, and comment. Keep those DMs coming at BollywoodTalks88@gmail.com. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channels, Bollywood Talks and Filmy Talks Punjabi. See you next time. Stay safe and healthy, everybody. Take care of yourself and of those around you. Stay blessed.
Surat tumhari,
kya chahte ho?
Chahat tumhari,
na hum jo keh de,
keh na sakogi.
Lagti nahi thi niyat tumhari.
सूरत तुम्हारी.